If you change your mind, take a chance. I'm the first in line. Take a chance, take a chance. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone.
And welcome. We're back again to the show. It's called My Brother and Me. I am, of course, Justin McElroy. I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
Yeah. We all do our last names. It seems unnecessary.
Oh, that is weird.
Oh, well.
It's so people know that we're actual real life.
Not those imitation brothers, like those McKenzie brothers.
Those Jonas brothers.
Jonas. Well, they're real brothers.
They're just not real people.
One of them, I'm pretty sure, is adopted, meaning that's not a real brother.
No. Ew, gross.
If you think about it.
I'm pretty sure one of them is a doctor, which is weird.
Yeah. It's the same one, actually.
It's the same one. The adopted one is the doctor.
Yeah, they adopted a doctor, is what they did.
Thank you so much for all the support, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Probably 100,000 downloads for the last episode. My plan is to just... If we just double our audience every time, what I'm saying is, here's my rule. If the number of downloads ever slips from one show to another, we just stop.
We're done. We're out.
We're out. You know when the party's stopping. That's when the party's stopping. We're out.
I like that.
That's a good reason for you at home. Tell your friends, if you've always been a fan of mine and Griffin's, but you didn't know how to get them on board because we only talk about video games, now we're talking about everything. Get your SO in the room.
What if they've always been a fan of me?
Yeah.
If you went to PetSmart and Travis gave you some really kind and courteous service,
he's not just talking about dogs.
Slipped you some coupons underneath the reg, then now you can listen to him talk.
This
about
is the show to listen to with a loved one. Get your SO. Get your boyfriend or girlfriend and just send them or your hermaphrodite friend. Is that more inclusive?
Mm-hmm. Get your person.
Get your person, your special somebody, and listen to the show with them. Say, hey, I want to listen to the show with you. I would prefer if you would download it also on a separate device so our numbers increase that's reflected.
And then we'll listen to it together but on different systems.
Separately.
And if you want to review it on iTunes, that's also so cool. Some of those reviews are great. Yeah. Like some dude said that he listened to it, and it cured all of his diseases.
Yeah. And we've got...
And if you've been looking for a reason to buy an MP3 player for your pillow with a person on it, this is the time.
This is
the moment. And we got so much now. We got mbmbam.com.
Oh, Justin Russo. Can we talk about how great that guy is?
Oh, man, that guy's blowing it. Justin Russo's got new art all through. If you go to mbmbam.com, which I'm thinking of a word to try to pronounce that easier. It's obviously doesn't have
Mumbabam.
Mumbabam doesn't sound cool. I was thinking about
thinking about
Mamba.
Oh. See, I keep saying in my head, I keep saying Mumblebam.
Mumblebam?
Like Mambo.
I want people to have a nickname for it. Like Mamba. Mamba.
Mabimbam
is terrible. What about, let me hit you with this one. What about the Mamba?
Ooh.
Yeah. See now.
Plain old Mamba doesn't.
How about my BM Bam? No.
Sounds like that.
Mamba me. .com or our Twitter feed, which just go to mambame.com. We got all the links there. Our Twitter Tweety pages and I'll, actually there's not a you don't have a link to the Twitter and in the website. That'll be up. That'll be up by the time you hear this.
Nobody even uses Twitter.
Fix it.
You do it. Don't tell me. You fix it.
I'm saying we'll fix it.
Together.
This whole show is falling apart.
First question. Yes. This comes to us from Formspring, so it's anonymous. As well it should be. I'm a geek who plays video games all day. I have a few friends, but unluckily, they're geeks too. I'm starting university soon and wondered if you had any tips on curing my social anxiety and getting comfortable talking to people I've not met before. Thanks, Formspring. This is something I struggle with on a day-to-day basis. I don't know how you guys feel about it.
Yeah,
I'm all set. Too. I'm pretty good about it.
Yeah?
So
hit us with advice, Travis.
The best advice is what I do. Wait for a conversation to form and then just listen until there's something that you can actually add to the conversation. Don't jump in. Don't be like, hey, nice shoes. If that works for you, great. But I usually just go, you know, I saw that too, and then join the conversation.
People really love it when you
eavesdrop. Just eavesdrop. So the basically advice is eavesdrop and then turn in on it.
Really just creepy your way just in.
Backdoor right in. Remember that you can't really get – we talked about this last week, but it's important. Ask people questions about themselves. You can always win friends by getting people to talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. It's their favorite topic. If you ask people about themselves, that's the best way to start conversations. I like your shoes. Where did you purchase them?
The mistake I made going into college was being too aggressive in my friendliness, but like introducing myself to everyone, like, hey, how's it going? I'm trying, nice. And people were like, I am fucking sick of that.
Yeah.
Dude.
And
what is that dude doing?
Yeah. Imagine being related to him.
Yeah. It's awful. The worst.
You could just, you know. Keep hanging out with geeks.
There are enough geeks in the world. That's all I know are geeks, dude.
Yeah. My best friends are all pretty geeky.
Yeah, and also, here's another one. Make yourself more physically attractive. I don't know. Ooh, yeah. Seriously, if you want
to really
make the upper the upper strata of society. That's how you do it, man. Just be more physically attractive.
And also have more money, if that's possible. Drive a better car.
Be famous.
Yeah,
that really helps.
This one also comes from FormSpring, also anonymous. Assume I'm an awesome, pretty girl.
Well, okay.
Done.
I like a shy guy and had 4 dates. First 3 dates were all in bars at HH.
I don't know what that means.
You know what HH is?
Hometown Heroes?
Hometown Heroes, Indoor Football League. We had a tournament of bar games kind of theme going.
Okay.
Still not sure. The fourth date was a driving range, his idea. How do I get him to transition to a nice dinner?
Oh my God. Ask him.
Ask him. Yes, ask him.
Best advice, grow a pair and say, let's go to dinner.
Grow a lady pair, say, we're going to dinner, bucko. Like, this is the thing. This is the thing that, like, if we could build this bridge, women communicate more directly with men. They're stupid and they don't get it. If you say, oh yeah, I'd love to go to the driving range, the way this terminates is, I'd love to stand behind you as you play D&D with your friends and get you sodas upon your request. Like, this is how it is.
And that sounds so cliche to say, like, dudes just don't get it. But
dudes,
listen, they don't get it. And even if they do get it, they go, well, you said yes, so that's your bad. Let's go to the driving range. Just here's the thing. If he's taking you to these places, say, hey, I don't want to go to these places anymore.
Now she probably does want to go to the places. She's not saying, I think the question is one of variety, right? If you want to be more subtle about it, tell him there's a restaurant that you've been wanting to try or go to or return to, right? So if you hit it that pretty hard and he doesn't pick up on it, man, he may not be ready. He may not be ready for the big show, you know. Because that's
you sound like an awesome, pretty girl. So I think you might just want to dump the zero and get with.
We're not turning
a Lothario.
Our show is not turning into this Griffin. It's not going to become.
Have you met Griffin McElroy?
Have you tried Griffin McElroy?
You've never been on a Griffin McElroy first date.
And I suggest you try some Griffin McElroy this evening, m'lady.
Do you know hot air balloons are involved? A romantic picnic on a hot air balloon through the night sky? Holy shit.
it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty cool.
I just realized she has dates in quotation marks. Is it possible she's following this guy to these places and hanging out with him? He wanted to go to the driving range, so I got in my car and
I've been following
him.
This guy for 2 weeks, and frankly, I'm starving. I need him to go eat the dinner so I can...
Assume I'm an awesome, pretty girl who's stalking a guy.
What's the big... FormSpring asks us, what's the biggest mistake women make in relationships? What about dudes? I think we've just covered women. That knocks it down. We've got that.
Yeah, not saying what you want and then complaining that you're not getting what you want.
Well, I don't know. I think the biggest... mistake they make would be like a murder suicide pact.
Yeah, like okay.
once you do that, the wheels.
I think we're thinking more common mistakes.
Oh, common. I was gonna say putting your kids in a car and rolling it into a pond, but that's a pretty big mistake.
producing offspring and then burning your house down is probably worst. That's a relationship ending.
Yeah, or you know what? Being Brian Dunkelman and quitting American Idol after season one, because she's never going to let you live that down. That's your topic of conversation, you know?
For the mistake.
You're talking about Mrs. Brian Dunkelman?
Mrs. Brian Dunkelman. She'll never let him live that down.
I miss that guy.
Yeah, me too. Anyway.
I'm going to have a dream sequence where you guys talk about stuff.
I mean, the biggest mistake you make is cheating. Don't cheat.
Don't cheat. Yeah. That's not classy.
And honestly, it's communication both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Say what you want. Say what the problem is. Just deal with shit.
But here's the thing, guys. If you want to know the biggest mistake you make in relationships, it's waiting for your female companion to directly say what she's wanting. Because here's the thing. It goes both ways. Because, guys, if you're not, like, paying attention to the hints and the things between the lines, a lot of girls, that's how they want you to show that you care, is because you're paying attention to those things and taking that next step, right? So they don't have to ask because you know. So pay attention to that stuff, guys.
And also, don't take things for granted. Like, if you keep doing the same thing, don't feel like, well, she must enjoy doing this. Do something new. Try something exciting. Yeah.
Cherish your baby, man. Take her on a hot air balloon ride. Speaking of cheating and cheaters, this one comes from Yahoo. It's from Yahoo Answers user Billy Bob. He says, why did my GF, who said she loved me, cheat on me right in front of me and not care? I mean, I was right theirs. She made out with him and then put her hands in his pants. What do I do?
Say, hey, stop.
Yeah, say, hey, don't go to Yahoo first. Just tell him to stop first. Don't put your phone away. Don't stop.
Yahoo, it's going on right now. What
do
I do?
As you're speaking, as I'm typing to you, he's, oh, great. Oh, that. Oh.
Baby,
it looks
cool.
Like it's taking care of itself. It's all done now.
It's cool. I need to borrow some chapstick, but his hands are both terribly burnt. So I'm digging around. Oops, missed his pocket. And now we're making out.
Oh, Billy Bob.
Oh, goodness.
Just tell him to stop, Billy Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, and if you're wondering why she's cheating on you, it's because your name's Billy Bob. You're an adult. Get your shit together.
One user named John had this answer. 1, punch the guy. 2, spit in her face. 3, bang her friends, sisters, and mom.
What?
Thanks, John.
That problem is not fixed. That's exacerbated.
And then talk about it.
An enumerated list of ways to turn your life around, Bill Bob.
Listen, you and I have both made some mistakes. You made out with that dude, and I banged your friend, sister, and mom. I think we can work through it.
More importantly, he spit in her face, which I think is probably the rudest thing about that whole list.
Hey, ladies, spit in her face. Remember when you asked us about the biggest mistakes people make in relationships? Just take this question and paste it in to your.
Yeah, that answers both sides, because for ladies, it's J-O and a dude in front of your fella, and for dudes, it's spitting in faces.
Face spit. He'll do that.
Boning down.
Oh, the face.
Boning down with all classic male mistake. Immediate family members.
S. McAvaney is the Twitter user who gave this question to us. And he goes to a lot of, he or she, I don't know, goes to a lot of meetings with father-in-law at work. When and how should I let people we are meeting with know we are related?
I
totally just read that as, no, we are retarded. My bad. I'm way off. Oh, no. I know. Which should we let them know we're retarded? No. That was my bad.
I say you do it, like, immediately, because that would be such a power play if they were like, so you're here to negotiate the big corporate merger. Who's your associate here? Oh, this is my daddy. This is just my daddy. He's here to help me negotiate the terms of our merger. Take it away, daddy.
And then give me a ride home.
My daddy and I are going to do this.
Excuse me, daddy. I hate to interrupt. Daddy,
I hate to interrupt. You're making some great headway here, my daddy and I are going to go to TCBY. I love you so much, daddy.
I did just make a boom boom, daddy. Daddy, I did make a boom boom. I'm going to need here's what you do, dude. Just say it at the beginning so it's not weird. Say, this is my father, blah, blah, blah. That lets them say, oh, I can see the resemblance, and it's off the
table. Well, no, it's father-in-law. So if there's resemblance there, you're in.
Oh, crap.
Some fucked up.
Oh, okay.
That makes it slightly less, like, I don't know. If you guys were my brothers-in-law, then
I see the problem now. Well, okay.
Can I ask you this? I don't have a father-in-law. Why does that matter?
Well, it's weird because it's like, it's one of those things where, I don't know, if you're in a meeting with somebody and then afterwards they're like, yeah, that's his father-in-law. It would be weird. Like, why didn't you tell me that? Okay. I don't know. I mean, it's like,
I don't think it would be weird unless the people you're meeting with are like, ah, oh, so you boning down on his daughter, huh? What's that like for both of you?
Yeah.
Talk about it now.
Here's what you should do. Just gently slip it in the conversation. Like, yeah, I really think this is going to work out. Like when I married his daughter, and then move on. Just slowly, gently.
Why is he not bringing it up? Is he not proud of you? Why doesn't he say, and this is my son-in-law who I am proud of and in whom I am well pleased.
This is my baby
boy.
It's my baby boy.
It's about blood.
I'm his daddy.
Represent.
I'm his peppy pep, and we're gonna do this trade negotiation.
And then we're gonna go get hot dogs.
We're gonna get hot dogs together. Go to the big game. This one comes from Twitter, Spitzarelli, which is a pretty cool name. My wife refuses to watch The Room. One, what the fuck is wrong with her? Two, how can I get her to watch it? I recently learned that The Room isn't for everyone. We're of course talking about the 2003 comedy classic.
Wait, The Room isn't for everyone?
The Room.
What? I've never shown it to someone who didn't get it.
We experienced that
first time.
What?
I made my girlfriend Teresa watch it, and it's not that she didn't like it, it just made her angry. Like, she had this look on her face the whole time like she was watching someone get murdered, and she was just, and she couldn't do anything to stop it. And afterwards, she just couldn't stop saying, "What? Why? What was? How is that a thing that exists?"
You watch by the end of it, she'll like be a fan. She'll love it. Yeah. The lines blurred for me anymore. It's like happened with our friend Dwight and Billy Joel, where you start ironically and then like you don't know at the end where the irony stops and the true passion for it begins. How can you get her to watch it? This is an easy one. Make it a happening. Right, you get your other people and say like, "This is what we're doing." That's a lot of fun. We have the occasional bad movie night, and you get people together. You say, "Hey, we're going to watch this." It's a thing, right? And that's really the best context to watch it anyway. If you still can't get her to watch it, you might try it with the commentary. Who are those?
MSD.
Yeah, why are their names? What do they go by now?
Riff
Tracks. It's really it's. Although you really
no, you need to watch the original.
Get it pure.
Yeah,
and the thing is, if you've seen it, 75 times like Griffin has, it's hard to look back and through the eyes of someone watching it for the first time and just going, "What? This is awful." And it's like, yeah, but once you watch it like 4 times, then
you have all these inside jokes. Is this bad porn? Are you making me watch bad porn?
And if you invite over...
Yeah, you need to specify right away that it's not bad porn, because that's first question every time I watch it with someone new.
If you invite over other people who haven't seen it also, it's also going to make it less of a deal for her, because if you're like a huge fan, then it's like pressure on her to people feel that, if they know you really love something, then there's a lot of pressure on her to like enjoy it as she's watching it. So just invite over a bunch of other people. Maddie emailed us. Maddie's from Vancouver. Maddie wants to know, how can I get my girlfriend to move to Vancouver?
I feel like this is a trick question.
How so?
Why is he moving out of America?
No, he already is out of it.
Oh, he's out of America.
He's in Vancouver. His title is Maddie from Vancouver.
Can you convince her that Vancouver's not in Canada?
Ooh.
is that a possibility?
I'm going to be honest with you. I had to look it up.
Did you?
I thought it was in Maine.
It's a little sad.
I know, isn't it?
Is it?
Why don't you?
That's sad. Oh, wow.
Why don't you bring Vancouver to your girlfriend?
Fill up a basket with. And here I'll edit in some things that are from Vancouver. I don't know, but
maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
Mounties.
Oh, come on. That's just racist. What? All the things from Canada, Vancouver.
Vancouver's actually, they've got
Wikipedia.
Like a dope movie scene. Like, they're blowing, they're like Hollywood, they're North Hollywood is what some people call it. The snowy Hollywood.
Tell her that there's like a, there's a chance that she'll see some B-rate celebrities there.
Mike Myers is always up
there. He's always there. Doing
funny
shit. Who knows what.
He's doing live stage presentations of The Love Guru.
Oh man, that sounds good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. This one comes from Yahoo user Mike. how long does it take to get THC out of your system if you only smoke on the weekends? Basically, I'm applying for a summer job this weekend, and if I am successful, they will require a pre-employment drug test. My question is, how long will it take before I can pass the test if I'm an occasional smoker who on average smokes 2 to 3 times on the weekends and very rarely during the week? Dog, I don't think...
You don't know... This isn't about not knowing how THC works. You don't know how time works. Like, the basic right. principles of, like... time.
Hey, listen,
right?
dude. Your interview's this weekend. You're effed.
Right.
right.
This weekend, you're effed. It's not about it's not a question of quantity, man. If you smoke-
No. Your blood pumps faster on the weekends, and you.
Well, that's true. You get extreme.
Get extreme.
There's things happening. You're
so
drinking some Mountain Dew.
You pee it all out. It's. I don't know what to tell this guy.
You but.
I do. You're effed.
Yeah, you're effed. Did you smoke this weekend? If you have another weekend approaching, I would suggest not smoking.
Because
it's not as if the dilution of the weekday is going to help you in this situation.
No. I ain't doing it on Tuesday.
No, you don't understand.
Doing it on Saturday.
I'm a very light user in the afternoon.
It resets. Your internal THC clock resets every time you do it again.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
He
need to talk to a specialist.
He's not working for the weekend. He's smoking for the weekday. Is what he's,
yeah.
he's,
and then during the weekdays, he just uses heroin.
Exclusively heroin. His plan is to get so high on Saturday and Sunday that he can just coast. He just coasts it on through. Just coasts it on. You feel the itch around Thursday, but it's cool because you know that weekend's coming up. Maybe just stop. Dominic writes, Dominic. That's how people pronounce that.
Dominic.
I haven't been able to fly for about 4 years now due to a bad flight through a thunderstorm. Oh, it's the worst. And increased in anxiety over flying, resulting in panic attacks before trips, even walking off a plane because my anxiety got so bad. I know flying is the safest way to travel. I know I'm missing out on things by not flying. Any advice that could help me overcome this irrational fear?
First of all, like we talked about last week with the wasps, it's not an irrational
fear. It is an irrational fear.
It is.
Of course it is. Now, this is a serious thing.
When I fly, I think it's the most unnatural feeling I have ever had.
It is unnatural, but that's why it's so awesome. Like, whenever I'm flying on a plane, all I can do is marvel. Like, I am, like, good. Keep it up, mankind, because I'm on a flying craft right now, 10,000 feet above the ground.
Here's my actual – I do actually have advice here. What you do is you remember that this flight seems very special for you, right? But because you don't fly that much. There are people on this craft for whom this is the most boring thing that happens to them, and that's the flight crew. So what you do is if you get a little nervous, you start to get scared, you hit some turbulence, you look at the flight crew. And without fail, the stewardess will look so incredibly bored. You will always know that there's not anything going on. Like, cause I will think that. I'm like, there's no way any plane has ever had this much turbulence. It simply never happened. And then you look at the stewardess and she's like reading her Danielle Steele and chilling with her ginger ale. It's like, okay, maybe I should relax a little bit.
And you know what personally always makes me feel better is looking around and realizing there's like 50 other lives in this place that all have their own concerns and own problems. And it's like, well, this isn't just happening to me, and I'm not the only one going through this. And
yeah.
For some reason, that usually helps me calm down, just knowing that for this, like, 2 hours, 4 hour, 6 hour flight, my life is connected to all these 60 strangers, and by that point, I fall asleep.
Another thing you can do is, do you guys remember when you were younger and you would go, like, on a first date with somebody and you'd be in the movie theater, and it would take you, like, the entire 2 hour movie to get up the courage to like hold their hand, and so the entire time like your hand is kind of slowly creeping over the hairs,
yeah.
And it's all exciting and scary. What you can do is do that with the stranger sitting next to you on the plane,
right?
And have it like stretch it out for the entire, like if you're flying east to west coast, that's like a 6 hour plane
right.
ride. So just take 6 hours and very slowly just have this campaign of just finger by finger, just moving.
You'll be
it.
So distracted.
Moving it. You'll be so distracted and so scared. And like, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
Maybe that large drill sergeant type sitting in 17B may just be your special somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
And if not, like, even if you get shot down, you just your flight's done. Oops, you touched down.
Max King does a funny thing where he will tell people, he's a magician, he tells people that he warns the person next to him before the flight starts that he has a condition where he falls asleep with his eyes open. So like 20 minutes into the flight, he'll pretend that that he has fallen asleep, and he'll just stone stare at the person in the seat next to him. If you can pull that off, I guarantee you, you're not going to be thinking about your fear of flight.
Mm-hmm. So this one comes from Dylan via Gmail. So while I was working a crappy job at an upscale breakfast restaurant, I fell in crush with a girl. Is that a thing?
No. No, Dylan.
Might be a new hip lingo. I like it. The problem was she would always say totes in place of totally. Well, I started doing it in a way of ironically ridiculing her and trying to force herself to view her own unacceptable behavior. The problem arose thereafter when I kept saying it all the time, and now all my friends say it too. My question is, should I be proud that my friends view me as the social god, which all others must be judged against, and for that reason they emulate my dialect, or should I feel guilty for making everybody I know just a little bit stupider? P.S. I've totally been on a low-fat yogurt with granola trend lately. What are the McElroys snacking on?
Well, slang genius.
A few different points here. First off, in your postscript, you say totally. So I think you're on the road to recovery. Two, mm-hmm. That's pretty freaking judgmental for a guy who just said fell in crush. I think maybe you've got some other things you need to address, Dylan. There's nothing wrong with subverting. We invented language, not the other way around. There's nothing wrong with subverting grammar to your own whims. I mean, you know, eventually.
Especially making words short.
Yeah, that's always good. Always good. You waste so much time with all the syllables.
I used to not like the totes. I used to not get on the totes train, but now I'm all about it. I don't know what happened to me. But
you should also be aware that, like, know that if you start saying something ironically, you will never stop saying it. That is how these things happen. Here's another thing. If you are trying to get, you're trying to start a relationship with somebody, maybe bullying them about their grammar is like a bucket.
No, I get it. That's a playful thing.
You just break her down. You just kind of break her, sexy, tear her down.
Sexily break down her spirits. Or is it possible that she was talking about strapped canvas attaché cases?
Oh, it's like totes, like tote bags.
Yeah, like hand me my multiple totes.
Towards the point of you asking if you are the social god or not, I find that there's a phenomenon where you don't notice other people are doing something until you start doing it, and then you're like, oh my god, I just started this. And even if you were the first person to do it, chances are across the globe, 25,000 other people started doing it at the exact same time, spread out. So that idea of like, I brought this to my friends and now they're all saying it. You might have made them feel okay with saying it, but chances are it didn't directly come from you.
Well, you gotta tear him down.
No, I'm just saying, like, he doesn't have to feel bad about making his friends feel stupider. And also, I don't think it is stupider to say totes. Because it's like a contraction of, you know, do and not, and making it don't. That's not stupid. We're all just used to it by now. And so, you know, in 100 years, when people are saying totes instead of totally to shorten the word, it won't be stupid. It's just a new way of saying an old thing.
Also, Sour Punch Strawberry Sour Tape. We've got a big, big box of Sour Punch Strawberry Sour Tape that our friend Nick Rose gave us. He I guess, sells it, or he hands out, like, trial products, and he had literally probably a 3-foot by 2-foot box of sour tape that he just had, and he gave it to us, and that's what we've been snacking on here in Cincinnati.
Pretty exclusively, yeah. That's consisted of some meals, actually, at this point. Hand me 8 of those snack tapes.
What have you been snacking?
I'm not going to answer this because this is an advice show, not a show about snacks.
I advise you to eat Sour Punch Strawberry Sour Tape because it tastes good when you eat it, and it's filling.
As brothers, have you ever lied to your parents as a group in one lie extravaganza? What do you feel the best way to lie to parents? Laying backstory? Stephen Ficken. Wow, that's...
Our dad just called... all of us. He called me. I'm sure he called you too to say he listens to the show. So I don't think we should air it out.
No, we're not going to like smoke this out. I will say one word: commitment. Commitment. Yeah. That's what it is. That's the secret.
And also, don't be too specific, because then it seems.
Why can't I just be terse? Why can't I just say commitment? Why can't you just be terse, Travis?
Listen, there's one thing in life I'm really good at, and it's lying. And I want to pass that on to the people.
I'm good at it, too. That's why I said I was happy to have you on this show, but you're making me regret it.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Let's move on before we get into trouble. This one comes from Yahoo Answers user Sir Sketchy.
Good start. Strong start.
Oh, my God. This one, I don't know. This one might hit you as funny. It might just make you confused, sad, but my girlfriend threw my dog off my balcony when I broke up with her. I'm not sure what to do. I'm so confused. Should I call the police?
Okay. We need to have another podcast called "When Is It the Right Time" to get an answer from Yahoo, and when is it the right time to make this an actionable situation, because these are constantly from people who are in this, like, there's a bus and my leg's broken and I'm lying in the bus. I don't know. the bus is coming at me and I, please help me, Yahoo.
I understand, like, his is that dog murder? Is that a crime?
How about you go fucking check on the dog first and see that shit? How about that? How about you take your dog and you fucking give it a burial and you go through a little mourning before you start worrying about repercussions? Call the police. What are you going to get the fucking CSI out there? They're going to draw a little chalk outline? There's not a case to crack. What happened, sir? My girlfriend threw my dog off the balcony. Well,
solved another one, guys.
Let's take it home. Good work, Larry Fishburn.
See you in the diner. Let's lock it up.
Oh, man. Call the police and then move as far away as you possibly can.
Are there any sweet answers for that one?
I don't want none of that. Call the cops. That's animal abuse, and she will go away for doing that. One guy whose name is just G. G exclamation point says, nope, just throw her off the balcony.
Yeah, people will probably call the police about that one, though. If you're wanting to get the police involved, that seems like a pretty good way to do it.
I would love to hear that argument in court, though. Like, sir, why did you throw your girlfriend off the balcony? To be fair, she first threw my dog off the balcony, and I couldn't think of another option.
I didn't realize it was puppy justice. Forgive me.
This one, this is probably the
not
best
guilty.
Be happy she didn't throw you off the balcony. I wouldn't think it would be wise to start dating her again, and your dog will appreciate that decision. Look.
Your dead dog will probably be real happy you don't date her.
It's not
going to
come back ghost dog style.
I don't think you should date her again. I think it's probably time to cut the cord. Luck.
Best of luck. If you're thinking about starting that relationship up again, I think it's gone. I think it's over. I think you're done. You know, Andy, he's from Gmail. He recently started taking the bus to work in the morning because his company offered to pay for the pay. Really, guys, if you're taking the bus, we don't need the backstory. You're taking the bus, okay? You're taking the bus. That means that I have about 35 minutes a day, twice a day, really, more to sit around or stand than I used to. Aside from listening to fine podcasts that feature McElroys, how do you suggest I spend this extra time? So Andy,
make creepy eye contact with people on the bus.
Try to hold their hands. It works anyway.
Can I suggest, and this is, you guys are going to think I'm goofy, but I've been reading this book that Travis got my wife Sydney about happiness and meditation and stuff. You know, that seems like a really good opportunity to just take 10 of those minutes and just get centered. You know, like, think about your day, think about just relax, enjoy being alive. You know, enjoy being in a bus with a bunch of other people. Look at people, enjoy that they're alive, just appreciate your own life. Get centered. You don't have to be doing something.
And you know what? People misunderstand the idea of, like, meditation and everything. It's really just thinking. You got 10 extra minutes. It's like, yeah, this is nice. This is a good moment to be. And just go with it. I'm glad you said that, Justin. You made me happy.
Yeah, see? It's all right.
Let me afford another option. Uh-huh. You could spend that 35 minutes preparing for a freestyle rap battle. That might take place at your place of business. Maybe jotting down some quick rhymes. You don't want to bust out a pre-prepare during during an actual fight, but if you can, you know, get those gears cranked right. and start figuring out words that rhyme with other words, then I think that your freestyle rap battle win-loss ratio will ultimately improve. And then when you're riding home, you can still prepare for the next day's fight.
Right. Are you riding to a rap battle? He gives us information like his company offered to pay for the pass. He doesn't tell us whether or not he's taking the bus to a freestyle rap battle. So it's all about the information, the specific.
No.
If so, though, greatest company.
Yeah, really.
We're like, hey, Steve, we know you got that rap battle later. We all got you this.
We got this for
you.
We
all chipped in.
To support your rap battling.
Don't worry about that 290 fare. We
got that. Why don't you worry about those dope rhymes instead?
Don't even front, Steve. This one's all on us.
All on us.
Yahoo Answers user one-eyed W, and then it cuts off. And I'm it is One-Eyed Willie. Don't worry, guys. It's One-Eyed Willie. He says, can toenails be swallowed?
Oh, no. I don't even want to talk about that one. It makes me sad.
My wife told me she is leaving me because of my bad habits. I nearly choked on my own toenail. Is it okay to eat toenails? Fuck no, it's not One-Eyed Willie. What's your deal?
Hey, One-Eyed Willie, you have a bigger problem. Your wife is leaving you because you won't stop eating your toenails.
Remember earlier where we talked about grammar and how it should be flexible? This is one of those situations where that can and may thing is so important to this question. Like, I really, like, can you? Obviously. Yes. Obviously, yes. But may you? Like, is that socially permissible? I'm going to have to say no. No.
Well, and I like that the question is not, should I put my toe in my mouth? It is, can I swallow it
after I get that toenail off there and I'm thinking about, like, how to dispense with it? Is that one of the options that I have available
to me? His concern, I don't think, is coming from the cleanness of the habit or the fact that his wife is leaving him. I think he probably got worried when he choked on his own toenail. Like, he's worried if he keeps doing it, he's tempting fate.
So you don't think he was like – because I got the impression that he was going to be like, hey, dummy, look at what Yahoo Answers said. They said it's fine. So just sit down.
Actually,
more concerned with the safety.
There is only one answer, and it's from Charlie H. And he says, yes, it is okay to eat toenails if you want to stay single and get fungal mouth. Charlie H.
Charlie H. out. The H stands for helping. I want to hear Griffin's last question, but the one we shall ruminate on for the week. But Travis, how can people get in touch with us?
Oh my God, a myriad of ways. The easiest way for all of our followers is probably the hashtag MBMBAM
on Twitter.
On the Twitter. We also have a Twitter account at MBMBAM. And our Formspring, MBMBAM on Formspring. All of these ways will get a hold of us.
Also, there's a Facebook group, which is full, like 130 people deep.
Boy, so Kyle, far, Kyle call us.
So cool.
And,
Kyle call us. Thank you, everybody, for joining
and
that.
Seriously, please, we're on iTunes too, so if you could take just like 2 minutes and go review us and subscribe and review us, that would be super appreciated.
The easiest way to find this all out is to go to mbmbam.com.
Yep. Final question of the day comes to us from Yahoo Answers user, I'm a Pokemon. The question is it okay to bring jelly beans on a plane?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me.
You will never know me.